Now, next up on the programme, it was a weekend of tragic events with the lorry attack in Nice claiming the lives of 84 people and an attempted military coup in Turkey killing 265. The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says he's very concerned about the situation in Turkey. British people there are being urged to avoid public places and stay vigilant. We can talk now to Julian Bray, aviation and travel expert. So, Julian, good morning to you, first of all.
Good morning.
How concerned should travellers be?
Well, let's put it like this. They've had an attempted coup, the coup failed, and the country is still in a state of flux. However, they do appreciate the British traveller because it is the backbone of their economy in certain regions. And so you've got this peculiar situation where certain pockets are iffy and people are advised to stay away from them. But the coastal resorts seem to be OK at the moment because they understand literally where their bread is buttered. And basically the British holidaymaker forms part of that package. So what I say to everybody is that you have to be your own security agent now. You can't rely on anybody else for your security. So just make sure that you take all the precautions that you reasonably can when you go on holiday in these areas.
It's one of those things, I think, when we book holidays, it's a break away, so we want to go and relax. So even being told to be vigilant would put some people off. So this is maybe going to make some decide not to go to certain places like Turkey.
Yes, in fact, if you have a look at Turkey on the map, and amazingly, very few people do, you'll find that Syria, Iraq, Iran, they all border on Turkey. In fact, if you look at the UK government's travel advice, you'll see that there's a map there. And one part of Turkey, they say, do not go there under any circumstances. And that's the bit that borders onto these problem pariah states, if you like. So really, you have to seriously consider whether you're going to take your family into what is effectively a conflict zone or war zones. You will actually fly over a few war zones to get there as well, which is another consideration people should take.
Of course, France has been in the news quite a bit, Julian, over the last year for different attacks that have been happening there. Do you ever foresee an issue where the Foreign Office will tell us not to travel to France? I know they're already telling us to be cautious.
I don't think that's going to happen because there's lots of loops to go through before it reaches that stage, before they finally cut it off. But it does seem to be a movement inside which is actually saying they're unhappy with the current government and they're not doing enough. Allegedly, there are only 50 policemen to cover the whole of Nice. And I've dug up something that's quite interesting because I understand the lorry was actually parked on the Promenade des Anglais for a while. And we have a thing called the National Barrier Asset. Now, do you remember a little while ago, we sent a whole load of fencing over to Calais to protect the port there?
Okay.
Would you believe we actually have lots of this stuff in store, which we created in 2004 when we had an international summit meeting, and it's all stored in Surrey, so it could all be brought out and placed, and it would stop anything like a lorry going through and doing exactly what it did in Nice. So who knows, we might be putting some more of our resources there to protect our travellers.
I guess, Julian, everything in sort of hindsight seems very different. Are you noticing a trend when it comes to people choosing their holidays, for people going for the likes of Spain or say, Italy, places that haven't been targeted?
Very definitely. In fact, the places that are, shall we say, suspect or been in the news, their bookings have dropped quite substantially. And also I'm hearing this morning that a low-cost holiday operation working out of Spain has gone bust. It's called Low-Cost Holidays, stranding a lot of British tourists. And what is happening now, of course, is that people are thinking again. And would you believe the cruise industry is really booming at the moment because people perceive this as being safe. You're on a cruise ship, which is basically a five-star hotel, and it goes round to various countries, and you're looked after, you're safe, there are security teams on board. And so that is another option that people might like to consider.
Finally, just before you go, when I look for holidays at the minute, I've not booked anything, hopefully go later on in the year, but when I do search, the top holiday in terms of the cheapest is Turkey, so that might encourage some people to still go there, and this can often be the cheapest by quite some margin.
Well, yes, and this is the reason you're taking on the risk of actually going there. They've got the hotels, they've got the infrastructure, And so what are they going to do? Either maintain high prices and nobody comes, or cut it right down to the bottom level, marginal profit in normal terms. But the point is, you're getting the volume, you're filling everything up, and then, of course, the secondary economy, people are coming over and they're spending locally. So that's what they're doing. So if you're willing to take the risk, then fine.
Okay.
Then take the cheap holiday.
Julian,
have a good holiday.
Julian Bray, thank you very much.